Yeah, we need that. There we go. Ooh, welcome to the show.
Oh, right. The show.
Wrong
right.
fucking button.
As Josh is just completely distracted by his new toy, the Nintendo Switch.
Switch.
I guess I'll just start talking right off the bat, though. I don't have the docket since we're using my phone to record.
Yeah. I didn't look at it, so...
It was...
So all about you?
I think it was pretty much last week's docket.
No, I updated that shit.
Oh, did you? Did you leave anything from last week or no?
Huh?
Did you leave anything from last week or no?
No.
Okay. I have no idea
but
what
obviously, we are playing Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yes. Looks amazing, by the way.
It is pretty fucking awesome, if I do say this. So myself?
Not that I had to be talked into wanting a Switch, but now I really want a Switch. Yeah, I want it. There's no other way. There's nothing else to say. I just want one. It's pretty awesome. It's actually kind of amazing to me how well it works, how seamless it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just going from the dock connected to the TV like this, mm-hmm. you can just snatch that thing out of the dock and it boots up like automatically. So
wow.
I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. It switches really quickly.
That's the name.
Oh, yes.
That's
the name.
Farming Ho.
Oh, man. Josh is all about them hoes. Oh, wait. Did I say that?
I don't think you heard me not denying it.
It just means he likes to garden a lot, I guess.
And yes. You should see his backyard.
Hopefully that's not a reference to anything.
No,
I hope so, too.
No, it's not a reference to anything. And that looks fancy. What is
I
that?
I know.
The shrine.
Like a pickaxe.
Hmm.
These shrines are cool, so you don't have, like, so to explain some of this game. Mostly the docket's about the Switch today.
Right.
As everybody knows.
That's what I figured.
But, yeah, so you don't have, like, traditional dungeons like you do in Legend of Zelda. You have, like, these mini shrines, which usually consist of, like, a puzzle or two that you gotta figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go about solving it. You get these little orbs, and if you get four orbs, you get an extra heart. If you three orbs, and you can trade it for extra stamina.
Nice.
So the first four that I got, you gotta get four to get off the original plateau. I use for an extra heart.
Okay.
Because unlike say Dark Souls, it's a wind tunnel. Unlike, say, Dark Souls, you don't lose stamina for fighting unless you, like, charge it up.
Mm-hmm.
The wind
guys.
I don't think I get a new power here. I think I just
get up there.
You might get a new
equip, flow.
Maybe?
Yep.
Let's flow with it.
Yeah, time that out a little bit better.
Right.
I don't know if I can time it out better, because it's literally like, maybe if I jump and then hit X?
Well, Avatar A. You got it.
There we go. Yeah, you do have to time that out. But, so, we're not gonna, like, do too much of the story mode here, because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But, there might be a risk of spoilers, because this is my first time playing through the game. So, I don't know...
what's gonna happen.
Right.
Well, I think, judging from what we've seen on some other videos, pretty much if you just stay away from Ganon...
yeah, because you can legit, within, like, an hour, go fight Ganon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's open world, so they
right.
made it so they pretty much they keep like after the tutorial you get all your main powers you could probably just go
yeah
face
you
Ganon.
Can go fight Ganon if you want.
I don't know how well that'll turn out.
Right.
Especially if you're still getting.
Well, I did see a video. I think What Culture did where it was like first hour fighting Ganon.
Yeah.
And part of me wants to see that. But the other part of me is like, no,
don't
I don't
do
want
it.
Anything spoiled for
no,
me.
No,
don't
no,
don't do it.
I gotta put that on my watch later list though. So after I beat this game,
so
I
you can
go
back
and watch
it.
And
yeah.
Watch it. Yeah,
yeah. Because that would definitely be something that I would be afraid of spoilers, especially since you can pretty much just go almost immediately.
No. Woo.
Why don't you use your magnetic power? See if that works.
Yeah, let's see if that works.
There's a new magnetic power, which is pretty awesome.
Ooh.
Turns you into Magneto.
No,
ah,
nice.
You too far, or is it just not made out of metal?
I think I'm too far. Well, no. I think I'm too far to drift to that, but I don't think it's made out of metal.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Yeah, Link, for these new powers, has this weird Hyrulean, like, smartphone.
Yeah, tablet thing, yeah. I love how it's called Ancient Hyrulean Tech.
Yeah. It's actually pretty funny.
It sounds like the name of evil. Every, like, evil, like...
Oh, no! I'm gonna die because I hit Y!
Just let the wind guide you. What?
let the wind guide you.
Not into the wall, though.
Nah, there's nothing to grab there.
I like how you wake up on the ground right there.
That is nice.
It was all a dream.
I'm just looking for, like, a high plateau that I could try to glide off of to get that.
Is it possible to get on top of that little archway?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can climb this.
Nope.
So I wasn't gonna do that one. I was gonna do one over there.
There you go. Ooh, that's a little close side.
Yeah, I was like looking at the pad there. I was like,
Do you have to get that chest before you?
I has an idea.
All right. Catch me outside.
Shut your mouth. No, but that thing was giving me a lot of gust, so it might give me enough momentum to where I can swing it over there.
Oh.
That's what these games are all about, kiddos. Puzzle solving.
And adults, I guess, because...
And you're dead.
But I think that's the right idea. I'm going to try that one more
possibly
time.
Possibly.
And you can always come back to these shrines, too, because I'm almost dead.
Yeah, because, isn't the,
I forgot, falls don't actually give you game over.
Isn't the objective, like, to your left, though?
Yeah.
You've been holding on to those stakes for the entire time?
Yeah, I haven't needed to use them.
What a pig.
I know, he ate that in one gulp,
right?
At least Hizo took bites of his sub before we started recording.
Sure did.
And you got somebody's heart right there. I see it. And there's something next to that mutton on a bone that looks kind of like a Pokemon.
Gotta
eat them all.
I'll come back. I gotta practice that glider more. We'll get my orb. Odds are it's probably just like a small weapon or something like that. Nothing too fancy.
The golden gauntlets.
That thing looks hideous.
Well, yeah, it's just a rotted human. I'm just sitting here waiting 100 years for me.
It's the Crypt Keeper.
Right.
Okay, now this is just all speculation by me at this point. But I think this is going to be the same Link from Ocarina of Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, originally I was thinking this might... Well, that, or I think this is a remake of the very original Legend of Zelda.
It's kind of hard to tell from this, you know, vantage point.
Right.
Yeah, but, like, the original Legend of Zelda was an open world, you walked around the map, you kind of did anything the way you wanted to do, and this is how this game kind of is. So, my guess is that it might be a remake of it. So, that's my guess, like I said, but I also think this might be the Ocarina of Time Link as well. Where is the docket? There's the docket right here. So, Switch Mania. But we'll get back to talking more about Switch and everything like that soon. A couple things I want to bring up first. Did you guys hear about Twitch is going to allow people to buy games from streams they're watching?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's actually pretty cool.
I wonder how that's going to work.
I mean, you got to have some sort of partnerships. Maybe they're partnered up.
Yeah, basically you would buy the digital game through Amazon because Amazon owns Twitch.
Okay.
Oh, do they own Twitch?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I wonder if I can use my powers in combo. Let me see something.
Take that chest down.
Yep.
Can you not swim?
You can, but I'm not going to be able to get it swimming.
But Jim, I can't swim.
Oh, you're trying to get right underneath it?
I always hit B, man, because B is where A should be.
Oh, you can do that. How long does that ice last?
We're gonna find out.
Nice.
Now you're cooking with paint. Purple rupee.
That's actually the first rupees I've gotten.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't do that to get there, because I'm not used to having that. So yeah, Twitch, they're now like, let's say, well, this isn't a good, we'll just say this, okay? We'll just use this as an example. So let's say we're streaming this live on Twitch right now.
Right.
And people are watching and are like, man, that game looks awesome. I want to buy it. Mm-hmm. They would just click like purchase, and they'd be able to digitally download the game to their, GameStop. I was about to call it a GameCube. Their Switch.
The end is here. Thank you.
The end is nigh.
Right. Is that?
We're all doing. His name is Briggo.
Looks like Spock.
Mm-hmm. Or he's an elf.
That angle doesn't look like he has a nose.
Right.
The towers. I made that happen. but yeah, so it's kind of a cool idea, and of course a lot of people are worried, like, oh, well, people might say they like a game just to get, because you get 5%, so this was sold for 50 or 60 bucks, we get 5% of that.
Okay.
So a lot of people think, like, oh, well, someone's just gonna say, oh, well, I like this game just to get people to buy the game so I get the 5%, which people will do that, but you have to, you know, you have to use your kind of like judgment over there too, to say, like, while you're watching it, would I enjoy that game?
Right.
You know,
I mean, like, this is really up to the person that's watching the video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, it's buyer beware, but you know, that's one of those things you have to, like, worry about. Like, and I think it's a cool idea, and it might be something I might try out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I might try out with Twitch later on. I mean, 5% isn't much. I mean, and it's not like I'm a big time Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm making much money, but I'm just, you know, give it a try, see what it's like. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's a pretty cool idea, and because, I mean, let's face it, like, Twitch streamers play games and people watch them play games, and probably go out and buy those games, because, like, for instance, I bought the game Neo for the PlayStation 4 because Jim Starlin did a review on it, and I thought it looked awesome. And I was watching about 20 minutes of him playing it, and I bought it. And you know what? I honestly wish I could have just straight up
bought it right there.
That way he would have gotten a piece of the action.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That would have been cool. Was he getting nearly as pissed as you were?
No, he's better at those games than I am.
Well, I mean, that game is just notoriously hard to begin with anyway, so...
Yeah, there's too many of those guys to fight. I don't really have the best weapons right now.
There's no beehives around that you can shoot, because it did that earlier.
That was great.
That was hilarious.
I shot a beehive, and the bees were attacking those guys and hurting them.
Yeah, they did all the work.
And I just swooped in and got, like, a last-second kill.
Nice.
And you also got honey from that hive.
I did. I got a honeycomb, and that replenishes, like, 2 hearts, man.
Nice.
That's some good stuff.
Bees. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Because it was just like, let me see if that worked. Those fish look gigantic.
Yeah, they are. I'm not even going to be able to... Those might be the Hylian bass, because I caught the bass already.
I thought that one was coming for you.
Right. But I caught them when I was playing on the smaller screen.
Mm.
So, because this game... Oh, there went one. Oh, no, those aren't Hylian bass, but I'm not going to worry about it right now.
Frogs.
There is a massive scale difference when you're playing this game, at least this game, on the handheld... And then playing it on the TV screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's jarring. Like, and it's not a bad thing or anything like that. But it's so weird how the game perfectly transfers.
Mm.
Yeah. Is that a goat?
It is a goat.
Yeah. Or like a ram or something, right?
Yeah. He looks like he could hurt me if I miss. I don't want to waste any of my fire arrows on him.
Oh, yeah. That's a big
one. Kill him and cook him at the same time.
Yeah, that's one thing I thought, and I might have to try that out.
Ooh, he did.
Jeez.
He exploded!
Nope, there it is right there.
Nice.
Is it fell?
Roasted, you're right, it did cook it.
There you go.
Nice, that is good to know. There you go, pro tip number one right there.
You're welcome.
You shoot an animal with a fire arrow. And
now he might save those fire arrows a little bit more.
That was awesome because it looked like...
I was like, damn it!
Exploded it.
I wasted an arrow and then it
fell down.
And then a drumstick falls from the sky. It's like, thank you, Lord.
That was great. Asking you
that would definitely be a gift from the Lord right there. Ooh, that's cool. Instead of doing the spin with that, that's some quick attacks.
There you go.
Now fire arrow that ram.
I think this is one of those Hylian towers. So they actually added fast travel for this, which is nice.
I mean, you kind of need it in the scale.
Yeah.
I remember walking around in Skyrim, and if I was bogged down with too much stuff that I was trying to sell, I'd just be walking for hours.
Yeah.
Because it always happens at the most inopportune time. You're bogged down, and you can't run or fast travel.
But, yeah, so the Twitch streaming thing. Sorry, we're getting distracted, people.
Yep.
Fuck you. Oh, that. Ooh, watch out.
Well, it still hurt him the first time, though. It's just not as much.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Did you just circle back? You circled back to the people that you thought there was too many of.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, is it?
Ooh. Oh, you're getting...
No, I just want to switch to my regular arrows.
You got wrong skill edge, bro.
I know.
Oh, headshot, he dead. He is not, though. Apparently his head's too bright. Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't think I can get hit in the face by a spear that much and still live.
Or just keep coming back. I'm like, you know what?
You know what? It's all you, bud.
It's all you. I don't know what we're trying to defend, but dude, you do you.
And now he gets...
And now I steal their food.
The spoils of victory.
All going for this last day.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Oh, he's an archer.
Oh, right.
Watch it.
That's like an ugly Stitch.
I just kept thinking they have bat faces.
Damn it, I wanted some arrows.
I am such a sets.
Urhana loves family.
That was pretty accurate.
I know, I'm pretty good at that. Woo! New sword.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, it's the Claymore Nelson, though. I gotta drop something.
Drop something that's about
drop
to break.
That beat, son.
I'll drop this.
Nah, man, that served you very well.
No, that's not my spear.
Oh.
I'm not dropping the spear.
Dropping the club.
Claim.
I don't know, I personally probably would
climb that thing now.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the tall ones.
Yeah.
One of the ones you just had to activate. Whoa.
Oh, glide.
Yeah. You remember what happened the last time?
Running. Well, that's not...
That is not...
No, I know. I hit Y. Because these are like opposite Xbox. See? X is there. Y's there. A's there. A's there. B, Y. So I keep hitting the Xbox buttons.
Copyright. They can't see the buttons.
Oh, I was like, nothing's happening.
For a second, because I'm losing stamina.
Would you like fall off if that happened?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Nope, it's not awesome. I can tell you that right now. Not awesome.
Bet you're wishing you had that hook shot right about now.
So did you watch any of the trailers this week, Guardians of the Galaxy or Alien? Because I know Steph posted them in our
Is
chat.
Is it new? Like an updated version of the trailer?
Yeah.
I have not seen the updated version, so I've seen the original.
I don't think I watched the Guardians of the Galaxy one. I did see the Alien one.
So you missed Kurt Russell's appearance.
Yeah.
It looks really good. So, I mean,
fall,
it just...
Fall.
That heal up. I will say the stamina meter's a little annoying. I kind of didn't need it. Have an enjoyable game, but whatever. The game's still pretty awesome. It's not, like, everything you do doesn't take stamina like in, say, Dark Souls or Neo. Mm-hmm. So that's not too bad. This game's still very accessible. So if you were worried about that, people, no need.
Could you pause, like, midway and...
No, you don't regain it.
Oh.
Yeah, because I tried that, because that's why when I fell, I decided to climb a side of a mountain.
And then pause.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, oh,
wrong place to try that.
I'm not getting stamina back. Right. Shit. Examine.
Yeah, there's that Hyrulean smartphone.
Right.
So did you not watch any of the trailers at all? So you can't really comment?
No, I can't. But I can give great commentary.
I wasn't impressed by the Alien one. I mean, it kind of reminded me too much of Prometheus and Aliens.
No, I could see that. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
And I was just kind of like, there's nothing about it that made me think, do we need this movie at all?
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the prologue, though?
No, I did.
I did, and I saw exactly what the producers were trying to, or the makers of the movie were trying to do. Mm-hmm. Did you see the prologue at all?
So why is James Franco in the prologue but not in that trailer?
Because he probably dies very quickly. Because in the prologue, he was... He seemed like he had like a cold or something, mm-hmm. or like a some sort of like sickness.
You're talking about the Prometheus movie, right?
Well, the little prologue chapter before Covenant.
Oh, okay.
Because they released last week like a 5-10 minute like little pre chapter.
Oh, okay.
Of everybody on the ship, and all that really was was, if you watched it, they, the makers of the movie were just trying to basically give you a little bit of, a tiny bit of backstory for the crew, and try to, get you emotionally invested in these characters for, before the movie actually starts. I guess maybe to try to save some time.
Right.
Because I feel like the shit is going to hit the fan really quickly in that movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see all the reference, like, I just saw the trailer again today, and, That was before Logan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just saw it again today, and you know, it looks like everything happens really fast. You see all the things that they introduced in Prometheus, like this is not a spoiler if you've seen the trailer. Mm-hmm. I think it was Michael Fassbender. He steps on like the spore eggs, like they're they didn't have the eggs in Prometheus, if I remember correctly, but those spores, I do remember those.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I'm thinking Franco is the one that's going to get infected with that and just, like, have shit bust out of his back. Mm. And then the trailer itself was pretty much... It was pretty much straightforward. I don't know... Like Josh says, I don't know if this movie was necessary. I don't... I was kind of excited for it to begin with, but after seeing the trailer, I don't know that I am as excited as I used to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, maybe it's because of the fact that, you know, it is a prequel. We know these people are going to die.
Right.
That I don't have the same amount of attachment as I would say, like, in Prometheus, I didn't know what was really going to happen.
Right.
Ridley Scott kept saying that, you know, that wasn't a prequel, even though it was. So, you know, I don't know. It remains to be seen. You know, if the movie's good, you know, awesome. If it's not, well, but I won't be surprised.
I think we're unanimously decided that Guardians would be good, though.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm very looking forward to seeing that.
As I took a picture today. Well, Josh took a picture with Sean today at the theater. And then I took a picture of me hitting on Nebula. So, oh man, yeah, you switch out your weapon there, guy. It's gonna break. Oh, is it the big sword? Yeah, it's the big sword. Oh, I didn't know their heads could roll and attach to other bodies. That's pretty cool. Did you tell him that the weapons break in this?
Josh? Yeah, well, he's already watched the weapons break.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Like, it's one thing, like, I picked up a rusty sword, you pick up, like, a stick and they break.
Yeah.
But this is like a giant claymore. It shouldn't be breaking. Mm-hmm. At least that's my feeling.
Or at least at the very least, it should last longer.
Yeah.
Because right? So, I take it from that comment, they all last about pretty much.
No. This one lasts a little bit longer. Like, the better weapons last a little bit longer, but at the same time.
But not by much.
How many times have you watched, like, a medieval movie and the guy's sword just gets destroyed?
Right.
His account of the sword was already destroyed to begin with?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, Lord of the Rings. They had to put that shit back together. Yeah, I can't think of anything like that. I hope your stamina holds up.
No.
That is a long sideways climb you got to do. Well, it seems to be your stamina's going by slower.
Yeah. When you're not jumping up and stuff like that, your stamina seems to be good.
Mm. You don't think you could have glided over there?
No, because I wasn't
that
higher.
That looked a bit,
Whoa.
It's Josh. Like, he's fucked up.
No, I didn't almost fuck up. He just decided to stop climbing.
Bats.
I ain't about that life.
Nice. One slash.
You stay dead.
Now, why did you have the Boken arms before?
You can just pick those up as melee weapons.
Oh. That's funny. You can pick up their arm and beat them with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bitch, I just beat you with your arm.
See, my claymore's already dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some food.
That pepper looks like a tongue.
Oh, damn it. So I'm now of the thought that the Power Rangers movie might be good.
What makes you say that?
Yeah, I just...
The latest trailer actually makes it look like more of a fun romp.
You're entitled to your
opinion. Now to this commercial break.
I mean, I could be wrong. Like, it might still be crap. But I don't think it's going to be any more crap than the original show was. Like, I think it's going to be kind of cheesy and kiddie and stuff like that.
I'm sorry, did you say that the original show was crap?
It's not Shakespeare. It's not... I like it like you guys did. But,
Oh, jeez! And there he goes! Your punishment for your blasphemy!
I could have made it up that. I got cocky.
That's because you started jumping. You should have just kept jumping.
I know. I wanted to go by quicker.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get greedy.
I know. I'm not saying like Power Rangers was crap. What I'm saying is it was made for kids, and I think this one is going to be just as equally made for kids. And I think you guys were expecting a little bit more. I think you guys...
I'm still going to see it. But I'm not going to see it with high expectations.
I don't think you should.
But I still don't think I'll like it. But I will give it a chance.
I don't like anything I've seen.
Neither do I. So.
And that's the thing. I wanted it to be good. When they announced that they were going to make another Power Rangers movie, and it was going to be a reboot, I was like, okay, cool. That might be actually pretty cool. I want to see what they come up with. If it's a, you know, it's a new interpretation. It's done by Americans, so it's not going to be anything like the original Japanese or the original TV show.
Maybe that's just what it's missing.
I don't know. I don't like the fact that the producers of the movie are just follow, like, the design of the entire movie is biting off of the designs of other movies already. Like,
right.
The Tyrannosaurus. Oh, there's that fucking thing again.
Oh no!
And it moves. And you're dead.
Yeah.
Holy shit. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
From the sky.
Holy shit.
I mean, my problem with the Power Rangers movie so far is, you know, you look at the Power Ranger costumes, they look like Iron Man.
Yes.
And they, not even a good looking version of Iron Man. They look stupid.
So you wanted them to be in leotards?
No, I didn't say that. But at the same time, they don't look very good. I might not have had much of a problem with the costumes as they are if the helmets just didn't look so stupid either. Like, I really don't like those helmets. Freaking the Zords look really weird, and freaking the Tyrannus, the T-Rex Zord looks like Grimlock from the damn Transformers movie, which already that's a strike against it.
The Zords kind of give me nightmares.
And then the Megazord just looks dumb.
Yeah.
Rita, I was like, well, okay, this is completely different, but whatever. I was willing to give it a shot because that was like the first thing that they showed. Mm-hmm. Zordon is the only thing that I thought looks really cool.
Right.
And, you know, I like the fact that it's Bryan Cranston and he has a connection to the original show.
Right.
Oh, didn't mean to do that.
Alpha looks dumb.
Yeah, let's not talk about Alpha.
Alpha just looks dumb. I did not like Goldar at all.
Yeah.
And I don't like how... I don't like how Rita Repulsa is her sole mission is, I'm going to try to resurrect Goldar. Why the fuck is Goldar that important?
Yeah, he never was back in the day.
No, not
at
all.
He was her right-hand man. I mean, maybe they're going to want to make him important.
No, that's not...
He looks stupid, too. He looks like Velveeta cheese.
Like, if she was trying to resurrect, like, Zed or something like that, I could see that.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you guys hear about how the plot was leaked for the movie?
No.
Yeah, they're, Rita is, this is supposed, because I don't know the validity of it, because I didn't look into it, because I was just like, this is exactly what I was expecting. Well, almost exactly. They threw in some other things that I was kind of surprised about. So, Rita is trying to resurrect Goldar, so she's robbing, and she's like basically robbing banks and trying to amass all this gold to recreate Goldar, because he was basically destroyed and shattered and spread across the earth. In a great battle. And yes, she is a former Green Ranger, which we already knew. Zordon's a former Red Ranger, which we already knew from this iteration of Power Rangers. And she's also trying to find the Zeo Crystal.
The Zeo Crystal.
For those who watched as far as I did, the Zeo Crystal was their next set of powers. That was their power source when they changed to Power Rangers Zeo.
Yeah.
Which, all I can think is, that's really quick.
Very.
That's really very quick. Very. So, with that in play, if this movie gets a sequel, is it already going to be Power Rangers Zeo? I feel like it's very rushed, even though the movie itself.
I wonder if Rita's been delayed. Going to transform into the Green Ranger in any way.
I don't know.
That would be interesting.
I don't. Well, I mean, I think she's kind of like half transformed in that anyway. I mean, she already has like the power coin in her staff. Oh, and she's trying to find it for Lord Zed. So Lord Zed is apparently a factor in the movie. So this is all that I've read so far.
Okay.
You know, if it's true, if that was really the plot points.
Hey, look at that treasure chest.
You know, okay. Uh-huh. I mean, it could be a good movie. I don't know. I don't have much faith in it. Because I just really don't like anything that I've seen so far. Like, nothing.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so.
Flaming Arrow.
Flaming Arrow. Oh, right behind the neck, and he's dead. There's your mutton.
Be better if it was cooked.
I just got my beard caught in the can. That sucks.
That is a pain in the dick when that happens.
I don't think I've ever had that happen before. I was like, uh-oh.
You don't normally keep the beard just got to
commercial.
Mine.
Yeah, I know. It's been like a month since I've actually trimmed this, so yeah, this is probably the longest it's been for a while.
I don't know. I just think you gotta give that movie a chance. I'm not saying it's going to be great or anything like that.
I'll give it a chance. Mm. But like I said, I'm not really expecting too much.
Getting near a shrine.
Yeah, the other thing was, I wasn't a fan of how things were getting revealed via toys.
Mm. Well, that happens with any major tentpole. Like, look how we discovered about, Giant Man.
Oh, yeah, because Lego released that set.
Yeah.
But I also feel like with the Power Rangers movie, I felt like a lot of it was revealed through toys.
Yeah.
Which, that I found that annoying. And those toys look so bad. They really do.
Yeah.
Outside of the, like, the deluxe ones, which, you know, I've already said, I'm not a fan of the design of the Power Rangers in this anyway.
Right.
Outside of the deluxe toys, everything else looks so cheap. Like, even the Zords, which those should not look cheap at all.
No.
They shouldn't be. And when you're selling stuff at such an exorbitant amount.
You're blaming the movie for that. That's the toy maker's fault. That's not the movie's fault. Like, the people who made the movie had nothing to do with the toys.
I'm sure they had approval. Sure they had some sort of say, but...
Lord.
But we'll see. We'll see. That's all we can say at this point. So when does it drop? The 24th?
Yeah, the end of this month.
So I don't think I want to take that. Let's see if I can just put it down there.
Look, the world.
He's got a leaf face. Bye bye.
That's not creepy. I'm gonna take Zappa back.
Cool. I thought something special would happen if I did that. Oh no, you're not supposed to come up.
I like how you almost like took him out in one fell swoop. Goat.
Yep. Crying about that life.
What, the goat life?
Yep.
Oh,
what?
I just little jellies.
Little jellies?
You can hang glide off of there?
That'd be dope.
Damn, all the way over there.
Better reach the highest part of that mountain. That doesn't sound too good.
The stamina to get up there.
It's either now or never.
Yeah, you have to take it and make a layover somewhere.
A layover?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the best place. I guess we'll go explore down here. It looks like there's bridges there.
I think you're right. I was like, every time you're getting ready to jump, there's more ground than walking.
Yeah.
And I was like, and now you're just floating.
Right.
We'll change the camera and I can't.
I mean, granted, stamina is going at a slow, like a little amount, but it's depleting fast.
Because I'm going against the wind.
Is that?
Oh, that is bullshit.
I thought you were high. Like, I thought you were just low enough. Oh man.
Next release, Nintendo.
We
need a meter.
That was bullshit. Yeah.
That sucked.
I swear to God, if I'm back at that tower, I'm gonna be pissed. I'm going to be so pissed.
Doesn't it normally pick up where you die?
No, it's where the last save was. So the game would have saved when I was at that shrine, yeah. Thank God.
Okay. So, with the wind this time?
Yeah.
the fires of Mount Doom. Because, yeah, it's funny. The mountain where Ganon's at, it looks suspiciously like the fires of Mount Doom.
Nice.
That is a much lower.
There we go.
Oh, there are people down there to kill. Don't you have someone to kill? Oh, nice, it's the fire symbol. I didn't notice that the arrowhead was the fire symbol. Oh, I thought you hit
Damn
a
it,
tree.
Not far enough.
Time to run away.
Yep. I was really hoping to blow up those three guys, and I would just take on the one dude.
Mount Doom!
There's that thing, I was like, where's that guardian thing at? I want to avoid him at all costs.
Right.
Oh! Well, that messed with you a bit. Mm-hmm. That little symbol on your hand glider. Looks suspiciously like the Rebel Alliance symbol.
Wait a minute.
Are you a Rebel sympathizer?
Yes, I am.
Rebel scum.
So what else we got on the docket?
Not much else. I don't think there was really anything else.
Yeah, I think this week was mostly like
Switch
anticipation news.
Yeah, so we were at a midnight release. We were going to film, but they let us in the store because it was cold out.
Yeah,
we
it was just
in the store.
It's like it just happened so quickly. Like, oh, well, all right.
All right. Which is fine because I would rather, you know, not be freezing.
Yeah, exactly.
We did a little unboxing video on the channel.
Nice.
Then we
make
also
sure you guys watch that.
Yeah, make sure you watch it. We did our before and after movie review of Logan.
And we'll have
we have a spoiler review coming
up.
Yeah,
we do have a spoiler review coming up. It might be up.
Let's talk about Logan real quick since we saw no spoilers because Izzo has not seen it yet, so you don't have to worry about spoilers, folks.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I do it for you.
It was a good movie. I liked it. I did not like it as much as I liked the Wolverine.
No.
Which might be a controversial opinion.
I don't think it should be. The Wolverine was really good and well received.
Yeah, I mean, because it seems like everyone is, you know, raving about the Wolverine right now.
Logan?
The Wolverine. Everyone's raving about Logan, and it is a good movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I just, for some reasons, happen to like the Wolverine a little bit better.
I like the Wolverine better too. In fact, I would say Logan is pretty low on my list. It's above X2 and X3.
I think everything is above X2 and X3.
Yeah.
So did you guys hear that Patrick Stewart is retiring as Professor X?
I did hear that, yes.
Yeah.
Well, No spoilers, Jason. It remains to be seen. When people say stuff like that, like actors say stuff like that, I always take that with a grain of salt because I feel like Million Dollar Man says, everyone has a price.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say whether, you know, someone is really retired from that.
Right.
Maybe not a whole movie. Maybe a cameo or two. But yes, I did hear about that. And he's been playing Professor X.
It's like 2001.
Yeah, as long as
Hugh
Jackman.
Jackman is playing.
Yeah. And it was a fun movie to see. If you if you're on the fence on it, you know, maybe wait till
I would say, yeah, if you're on the fence, wait on it. But if you really want to see it, if you're a big X-Men Wolverine fan, definitely go see it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth a watch. Like I said in the spoiler review and our regular review, it's about 30 minutes too long.
Yeah.
There are some scenes that they could have shot differently, written differently, cut differently to condense on time. Because there were a couple scenes that felt like they dragged.
Yeah.
And like I told you, I looked at my watch at one point. I was like, man, what is this? Is this going to end soon?
Right.
And Sean was getting tired and watching it. And this was like an early, this was a
Yeah, we got there at like 10:30. Wow.
So it's not like it was like a late at night showing. Yeah.
Right, right.
We'd been up, moving, ate breakfast and stuff like that. But it's just, it just felt like it was dragging. There is no end credit scene. There's actually a pre-credit scene where before the movie even starts, you know, we used to get cartoons and stuff like that. We had a little Deadpool short. Which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's pretty
And there was
funny.
All these little Easter eggs in
I can't wait for I can't wait for the bootlegs of the Deadpool short to start popping up online so I can watch it again, because it was good.
Yeah, those were fantastic.
But I think at that point is where we're going to end this. Oh, well, one last thing, because we used to be the Top Gear recap show, or the Grand Tour recap show. Grand Tour comes back in November.
Ooh, yeah.
Clarkson tweeted fantastic. That out. So nice. So on that bombshell, good night.
Night.
I'm gonna go up here and I'm gonna save and we travel.